This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Have you ever seen those white oval bumper stickers with two letters like MV or EH and wondered what they meant? We'll tell you coming up on The Record. Over the last year, Seattle rents on average have gone up by nearly $100 all over the city. People are being priced out of the rental market.
I would say that right now in Seattle, we have an affordable housing crisis. It's a real problem.
That's Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien. He's leading the effort on the council to increase affordable housing. He says that when people can't get access to affordable housing, it can trigger a chain of problems.
Let's say you get a job, you're working security for an Amazon building downtown. You know, you're making lower amounts of income. You're still fully employed, but you probably can't afford to live in South Lake Union. You may not be able to afford to live anywhere in the city of Seattle. So you go an hour away where you can find an affordable piece of housing. That means now you have to own a car because there's no transit. That means you're spending a couple hours each day stuck in traffic. It means you're not spending as much time with your family. It means you're not part of that community that you work in because you have to leave that every day when you get off work. It means our environmental goals aren't being met because you're using fossil fuels and creating more pollution. And so we want to avoid all those things. And if we can make these mixed-income neighborhoods work, we can do that.
Mike O'Brien, how does Seattle compare to other cities our size?
You know, that's interesting. When we look at cities that we typically compete with, you know, San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, those are the few places that are actually a little more expensive than us. But you look at cities like Portland, Denver, then all of a sudden Seattle becomes a very pricey city.
Mike O'Brien, you on the city council actually have a webpage about affordable housing and your efforts, and it says that it's focused on targeting people making between 60 and 100% of the average median income. For a single person, that's between $37,000 and $55,000 per year. Mm-hmm. Why focus on people at that income level?
To be clear, we have programs that work at a variety of income levels. Seattle has one of the best programs in the country with our housing levy, and the voters have been generous to support that. And about over half of the affordable housing that gets produced in our city is produced through that housing levy. And that is focused specifically on folks making below 30% and 50% of area mean income. What we don't have is a lot of programs focusing on people that are above those thresholds. So someone, like you said, a single person making $40,000 who doesn't qualify for those extremely low or very low income housing, but still can't afford to afford market rate housing. And so we're looking for programs that address that kind of workforce need. And it's not to say that we want to do less at the other levels. We still need to put the vast majority of our resources at the very low income levels because that's where we know the need is greatest. But we also need a stair step. And the fear is that if you don't work on those workforce levels, you could get a city that some people describe as a barbell, where we have a lot of very low income housing that's fully subsidized, and then we have market rate and nowhere in between, which means if you start at that low income, you can't ever kind of grow out of that and still be in the city. And continuity of housing options is what I think would make a healthy city and a healthy community.
Well, as you're aware, some criticize your approach. John Fox, coordinator for the Seattle Displacement Coalition, a low-income housing group, says that there should be more housing for the very poor, for people making 30% of average median income. For a family of four, that's about $26,000. Here's what John Fox had to say.
We're failing, and we aren't directing enough resources to address the needs of those people at the bottom, those whose are struggling every day to make ends meet, where a rent increase means potentially the loss of their home or cutting back on dental health care, daycare, the things they need to just get by. We are failing at that level, and to direct our attention where there's a surplus of units makes no sense when there's such a shortfall and a growing need at the bottom.
Couple follow-up questions there. One, John Fox doesn't say the city is not spending any money for these very low-income people, but he says it's not enough.
We should be spending more at all levels for sure. One of the things that we've done as part of this process we're going through is going back and doing some market analysis to understand where the challenges are. And in fact, what we see is some of what John says is I tend to agree with. Studio and one-bedroom apartments for people making those workforce housing wages, we see that the market is producing some of those units. So where the gap is for workforce is when you're looking for family size housing. So three-bedroom, four-bedroom units, there's nothing that's being produced in the market that's available for folks making those kind of workforce wages. And so one of the directions that we could go would be to require that, hey, if you're building affordable housing units, we will help with subsidies, but not for studios and one bedrooms at a lower level. And if you want to make three or four bedroom units as family size housing, which not many people are producing right now, we'd subsidize that at a higher level too.
I'm talking to City Council Member Mike O'Brien here in Seattle. The city already has a system to encourage developers to build affordable units. What changes should be made?
Well, so historically, you know, 5 years ago, most of the land in South Lake Union, you could only build 4- and 5-story buildings. And an upzone, what we've done is come in there and said, hey, this is an area targeted for growth. We want to allow higher building heights. And the way the incentive zoning program works is, we say, if you're willing to provide some affordable housing, we'll let you build higher than the 5 or 6 stories, up to 40 stories in some places in South Lake Union. But you can only build to those heights if you participate in this voluntary affordable housing program. And so the challenge we have right now is that housing is being built all over the city at all different levels. Some are building tall buildings, some are building lower buildings. But only a handful of the properties are actually participating in this voluntary affordable housing program. And one of the recommendations from the consultant that we heard yesterday was to switch our program to what he would call a linkage fee. And broadly, the concept is in all neighborhoods where we're expecting growth, everyone who's building would help contribute to this affordable housing. It wouldn't be dependent on whether there's an upzone or not, and it wouldn't be dependent on whether you're building a skyscraper or just a regular apartment building.
Mike, someone recently told me the problem in getting affordable housing is that there's an economic boom, a problem that a lot of cities would love to have. When you look at this issue of affordable housing, what do you think the biggest challenge is?
It is a relatively good problem to have. You know, we didn't go down into recession as deep as other cities, and we came out quicker, and, you know, we're creating a ton of new jobs. And unfortunately, those jobs are putting a lot of upward pressure on our housing. And so how do we be this great city of opportunity that we are, but make sure we're not pushing out the people that made our city great in the first place, that are part of the fabric of the city?
Seattle City Council Member Mike O'Brien, he's leading an effort on the council to address the issue of affordable housing. The full council is expected to vote on the city's affordable housing plan in September, and you can get more information at the City of Seattle webpage.